Yud Gimel Sivan, holding in Simon Kuf Mem Hiala Chazayin, and we're going today to Halacha Chaf. Fascinating halachas when it comes to Inyan Ishus marriage. So, a woman that is kosher, even if she is wealthy, and a person likes the idea that Tinashi, he'll be able to learn, and he's marrying a wealthy lady, or whatever reason it is, that's not a problem. That's only true if they're giving him the money with goodwill. But if a person decides, you know what, I'm not going to get married until I get this lady that has a lot of money, that's a problem. Well, stop. A person makes a shidduch with someone, they told them, listen, giving you, supporting you for 10 years. And then they retracted. And the retraction is due to unforeseen circumstances, meaning not because they maliciously tricked him. And now he's going to keep this collar because of this, so he's getting into a fight, etc. That's called what Chazal say, and it's a tragic results. Chas v'shalom, person has bad children, he's not successful, the marriage doesn't work out, and the moment and the money that a person takes is considered money that's not really his, and he won't see any bracha from it. So the right approach is whatever person's father-in-law and mother-in-law give him, he should take with an ayin toiv, and then he's going to be successful. What a musal vort. Next, another interesting halacha that's not so practiced today for the various reasons. Ranam Oretz, an ignorant person shouldn't marry a bas kohen. So there are different opinions why today we don't have the status of an Ranam Oretz, and therefore this is not so kept. But according to the Kitzer, one should avoid, if a person is really ignorant, to marry a bas kohen, it doesn't usually work out. And someone that is careful, makbid, right, is exact, is concerned with marrying a woman that her name is like his mother's name. So, should be careful. Now, this is a famous debate. It's from the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And there's a big debate because maybe he only wrote to his own descendants. And the Moshe finds that Zecher Tzadikim was very lenient, that as long as there's somewhat of a change, in fact, many different poskim used to change, add a name, even by the chasana, if they saw that it's the same name, you know, to make some difference. And today the minig is actually to get three rabbanim to agree, and usually it's not a concern. Especially for chasan and kala, that don't care. You see here even in the halacha that it's dependent on their concern. There's a mitzvah, and it's amazing because it's today's daf yemi. Today's daf yemi discusses a person marrying his niece. There's a mitzvah to marry one's niece. That means his sister's daughter or his brother's daughter. I don't know if this is practiced today, but it's based on the pasuk Mimsachadur, don't ignore your own flesh, especially in today's shidduch world. But any other type of relations, meaning closeness, family closeness, so a person obviously should make a big shaila, especially today, cousins, first cousins, etc. Muslim relatives of his own or his wife, a person should always ask a shaila. Person should be very careful. Halacha lemaisa, so you want to know how to become wealthy? The Gemara says, it's based on the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia, and it's quoted the halacha, so interesting. The halacha is, a person should be careful with the honor of his wife, because bracha is only found in one's home because of his wife. I don't know why people don't trust Chazal. Chazal say, told their generation, kabdus nashasechem, honor your wife in order to become wealthy. Person is not allowed to stay with his wife, meaning live with his wife, even 1 hour without a ksuba. Many times people move around and they realize, oops, I don't have the ksuba anymore. The halacha is if it's lost, they should write what's called ksuba dirkas. I've written many of them. And temporarily, a person should give money to his wife, something expensive to his wife, so she could hold on as collateral. Interesting that in the price scheme, I saw that in Israel, there's a ksuba that the Rabbanut has, like it says, an extra copy. So therefore, it's much more lenient, even in the situation. But still, halachically, one should write up a ksuba right away. A kohen is not allowed to marry. So some of these halachas are famous, and some are actually not. So everyone knows a kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced lady. And sometimes it could be very sticky when a kohen didn't even realize it. And more complicated is a zayna, chalala, and chalutza. What is a zayna? Zayna means a woman that had relations, even if it was against her will, but it was someone that she wasn't allowed to marry. So that's the reason why Balas Tshuva, if she had relations with a non-Jew, she can't marry a kohen. So there's many instances where there's a leniency because the kohen himself is not verified to be a kohen. But these are the types of things definitely a person should ask a shayla. Chalala, interesting. Chalala is a woman that her parents, let's say a kohen married and not a divorcee. She could even be a descendant of a permissible marriage and still she's not allowed to marry a kohen. That's something I don't think that people are always aware of. When it comes to a woman that became a widow who got divorced, she's not supposed to get married, and this is usually what they tell a woman when she gets divorced, 90 days besides the day that she got divorced and the day of marriage, she has to wait. This is what's called Gimli Me'avchana, 3 months, in order to distinguish and make sure that if she was pregnant from the previous husband, we know who the paternal father is. And even if it's a woman that's not fitting to give birth, and there's no concern anyway that she's pregnant, or her husband was in jail, etc., the kids are said, still there's no distinction. Even if she miscarried in between, it doesn't matter. And even to just make a shidduch, the kid says not to do unless there's an oath that's taken by the mashudach. And however, someone that takes back his divorce, he doesn't have to wait at all. All these things definitely could I ask a shayla when it's nagia. A woman that's pregnant or nursing shouldn't marry someone else until the child is 24 months. This too is a big discussion today, where most women are not nursing for 24 months. So therefore, certainly a shayla should be asked in a special situation. I actually had recently a similar situation to this. A woman whose two husbands died should not marry a third husband at least asking a shayla by a chacham. A woman that heard that her husband died somewhere else, this is shaylas of Aguna and in the Maseches Yevamos, even if she heard from people, she should not get married without asking a serious shayla lahalacha. Someone that is suspicious, is suspected having relations with an Isha Sisha, the woman that was married, and then her husband divorced this lady, or the husband died. This person that there were rumors about him, that he was nechshad, he was suspected, is not allowed to marry. And it's based on the concept that a woman that has relations with what's called a boyel, just like she's also to the baal, she's also to the boyel. Boyel means a person that she suspected had relations, and therefore if it's suspected, it's also. And even if the husband divorced her from some... only because of something negative that he heard, the suspected person not allowed to marry her. So this is a major controversy. I had with such a shayla also. And it's complicated to know exactly what's considered real rumors, not real rumors. So a person definitely has to ask a shayla. Someone that's suspected of having relations with a non-Jew, so when she converts, he also should not marry her. And under that are the relations with the Bas Yisrael, and that he converted, she should not get married to him. Some divorced his wife in order that his friend will marry her, even if he stipulated even if he didn't stipulate explicitly, but it's recognizable that that's the reason why she got divorced. This second husband, meaning potential, is not allowed to marry her. For example, someone paid off his a husband to divorce his wife, and it's clear that that's the indication. The halacha is that such a marriage should not take place. Have a beautiful day.